Hey friend, and welcome back to the Alex Makes VR podcast, where we seem to do everything but talk about VR. Isn't that the irony of this show? In today's episode, we are going to be talking about why you should be putting out more creative work, especially if you're in the VR industry. We'll be diving into all that in a second. But before I do, I hope you're having a great day wherever you are in the world. I want you to know that it means the genuinely means the world to me that you would spend part of your day listening to these podcasts. I love doing them and I love hearing from you when you've listened to the episodes. So please reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. Instagram and Twitter, you can find me, Alex Makes VR. And do me a favor, if you enjoyed this episode or if you've enjoyed any of the previous episodes, I would love it if you shared them on your Instagram story and tag me, or if you just told a friend that you think might get some value from them too. It would mean the world to me. So thank you in advance for doing those things. And let's jump into the episode, shall we? So why should you be putting out more creative work? Let me tell you what kind of inspired me to record this episode. So, as a lot of you know who have been listening to the podcast for a while, I am a massive Gary Vee fan. And Gary Vee, for those of you who don't know, is basically a kind of entrepreneur, but he's really a marketing kind of expert. He runs one of the biggest creative agencies in the world, a traditional, well, not traditional, because it's more kind of social media than anything, but he runs like a traditional advertising agency, if you will, like doing the big TV adverts and social media campaigns and things for some of the biggest brands in the world. So he has this interesting pulse on content and creativity, right? And he has this really interesting philosophy around creativity. He has always encouraged people to kind of check their perfectionism at the door and just create more. And it's interesting, right? Because the way he frames this is actually super simple. And it every time I hear it, it really rings a bell with me, right? Really like kind of like hits a nerve and makes me go, oh crap, he's so right. Which is that creativity is totally subjective. Just like my taste in what I like as content is probably not the same as what you like, is not the same as what your dad likes, is not the same as what your nephew likes, is not the same as the person sitting next to you on the metaphorical bus likes. Everyone has their own taste when it comes to creative. Everyone has their own personal kind of like choices of how they like to, well, just their taste in design, the way that they like to consume media, the way they like to be talked to, the way they like kind of, infographics, whatever it might be, right? Creativity is totally subjective. So why then, as creative people, do we sit around waiting for things to be perfect before we put them out into the world? Now, there is the argument that sometimes when you've got an idea for something so original and it's so personal to you, that you like the process of working on it and perfecting it. Although we all know perfectionism is it's an abstract concept because you'll never, ever reach perfect, because what is perfect? Again, it's totally subjective. And to yourself, you'll definitely know. There's a famous quote, actually, that I can't remember who said it, but the quote is that art is never finished, only abandoned. And that is so true, isn't it? Like, you will never get to a point where you're 100% happy with the creative work you're doing. At some point, though, you have to get it out. And Gary Vee's philosophy is that you should be putting out more work. Just put out all of the work possible. If you're a musician, put out a song every day. If you're an artist, put out a painting every day. If you're a video creator, make a new edit every single week. Like, you should be putting out stuff quicker so that you can see what you like and see what kind of feedback you're getting. That was the point I was going to make. Hang on, let me rewind. When I was talking about, working on projects that mean a lot to you, of course, there is an argument to be made that if you're making something purely for yourself, if you're making creative work that's purely to scratch your own itch, to satisfy your own taste, that's kind of a different story. But I think most of us in the creative world, we create work, yes, for ourselves, but we also want it to go out there. We want people to connect with it. We want it to spark conversation and discussion and potentially to kind of start a kind of conversation within our kind of community or whatever it might be that you're doing your creative work for. A lot of us, let's face it, we care what other people think. And we can try and pretend and kid ourselves that we don't, but absolutely we do. We care what other people think. And to some extent, maybe that's why we do hold ourselves back. Maybe that's why we want to tell ourselves that we are perfectionists because, oh, well, it has to be perfect because if I put it out into the world and it's not perfect, that's going to, you know, damage my reputation as a creative. But what Gary Vee is saying is that creativity is totally subjective. So you should put out more work consistently so that you can get that feedback from the very people that you are trying to reach with your work. You should put out, especially in this day and age where chances are that your content might not even be seen by that many people. And actually, it's terrible really to say, isn't it? But an algorithm is dictating who sees your work. And so if you're wanting to get eyeballs on it, you need to make a lot of different work to see what works, to see what people are responding to see what people are kind of commenting on and going, oh my God, this really spoke to me. Like, oh, well, this is so impressive. This is so cool. I love this. Like, it's funny actually, because I'm thinking about this. It's like this week on Facebook, I saw posted in one of the 360 groups, Sainsbury's, the food supermarket in the UK, have done a really clever little social media clip using Tiny Planet videos. And it's kind of like a combination of like Reframe 360, so it's like a point of view kind of style film, mixed with like Tiny Planet. And it was so original. It was like one of the best Reframed 360 pieces that I've seen in a long, long time. It's just, it was so well done. I wish I knew like the company that had created it. And I just thought, like, there's so many 360 creators out there that probably contributed to inspiring that style. And if people aren't willing to go out and just create and then put things out and trial and error and get that feedback and get the conversation going, how on earth are you going to know what's going to stick? How on earth are you going to know what does kind of like work? I use that in quotation marks. And again, maybe the point isn't that you want to reach audiences. Maybe the point is that you want to do your work the way you want to do it. And that's absolutely fine. Each to their own. But you best not be sitting around bitching about like the fact that audiences aren't paying attention, because how on earth are they supposed to pay attention if you've only put one thing out in a year? Do you know what I mean? And this is the thing, I'm totally guilty of this. For a long time, like literally up until this year, I put my perfectionism on a pedestal and I was like, well, I feel like if I'm going to do something, I really need to do it really well, because I feel like a lot of pressure. I feel like, you know, I have like this image in my head of like what I want to be known for and what I want to be seen as. And I don't feel comfortable putting stuff out that I don't consider to be of really good quality. And then it hit me that actually by doing that, I'm actually being really selfish, because I know that I've got like a lot of kind of like ideas in my head that I want to share, and I want to share it with the world. And if I waited, like for example, with this podcast, if I'd waited for it to be perfect, if I'd waited for the circumstances to be right in order to start doing this, to have the best microphone, to have the best audio quality, to you know, have the perfect sound engineer on board to like mix everything perfectly, to have like the kind of the best known podcasting format of guests like every single week. I just wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it, and I wouldn't be sharing ideas with the world. And oh, I'm so grateful to be doing this. I'm so grateful that actually all I'm doing is pacing around my living room, speaking to my iPhone. That's literally what's happening here. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Because the thing is, it's like, maybe there will be some people that go, yeah, not really into that podcast. Like, not really into podcasts because it's not quite for me, right? And that's totally fine because it's subjective. Again, creativity is subjective. But let's not let creativity and our idea of perfectionism for our creativity hold us back anymore. So let's put more work out into the world, especially in the VR and 360 industry, because we are literally trying to lift this medium off the ground. Same goes for AR, like with the explosion of like popularity with filters, and AR kind of is seeping slowly into the mainstream. We're seeing it crop up on loads of different apps, and even on Amazon, like they've started showing kind of AR features where you can see the product in your like house before you've even bought it. And it's like, for us, we're building this industry, we're building this creative language from the ground up. So we need to be putting stuff out, because whereas some people might think, oh no, because that might damage it, because if you put too much out and it's all crap, then it's going to turn people off. But no, because actually we need to put out 10 things to see that one thing that sticks, and then we can build on that, rather than take 10 months to build one thing that doesn't land. Do you know what I mean? I feel like we owe it to our industry, to ourselves, to just put stuff out, put more out and see what response we get. And weirdly, it kind of like makes you, it kind of changes your idea of what perfectionism and creativity is when you start to see things through that lens. Like, it's interesting. I look at the people that I follow a lot on Instagram, and it's a real mishmash of like what I like. It's not like I'm following accounts that all look the same. I follow so many different accounts and they all speak to me in different ways. The creativity is totally subjective. The creativity is so different between all of these accounts, but I really enjoy it because it's their distinct style, and they've kind of constantly experimented and chopped and changed with that style. And I love that. So it's funny, like, that I'm kind of, I appreciate that in other people, but then I'm not doing it myself. That seems so stupid, doesn't it? And I have a feeling that there'll be some of you listening to this that this is really resonating with. So it's the same principle of like the whole fail and fail fast thing, right? You've got to put out, you've got to try new content. You've got to try new things. I remember when I first started experimenting with 360, and I started experimenting with super weird shots, and I would just like try different perspectives. And I remember at my brother's wedding, I hung a 360 camera from like a chandelier at the top, and it gave this really interesting kind of bird's eye view of the wedding. And it's a super surreal kind of angle, because it's like, I mean, it's quite like haunting actually, because it's almost like you're kind of like a ghost like hovering above the wedding. But it's because I was in that phase with 360 where I just wanted to try everything. I remember doing the same thing when 180 became a thing, and I remember I was gallivanting around Europe with Ben Claremont and Peter from Little Planet B, and I was just messing around with the Qcams 180 stuff, and I was just like trying loads of different weird stuff, and then I would like show it to people that were on the 360 walks, or I would like send it home, and like, you know, my family all have like a pair of just like little cardboard glasses they could see stuff on, and I just loved that. I loved experimenting. I loved just trying different stuff, because again, how are you going to know what works if you don't not only make the stuff but then put it out to get that feedback? So I personally think it's really important for us to be experimenting and putting lots of stuff out to see what sticks, because for our industry more than ever, we need people paying attention, and we need to not just sit in our little kind of comfort box and wait for something to be quote unquote perfect. We need to respect that we're building a whole new medium and developing a storytelling and cinematic and creative language for an unlimited amount of people that all will have different creative tastes. Again, this is one of the reasons why I even made Keyed Like my first VR drama in the first place, was because when I came into VR, there was no like character-driven dramas or rom-coms. Like, they just, it just wasn't being done. And I wanted to experiment in a format that I liked. And that, and to be fair, like, one of the biggest things that I wish I had more time to experiment with is like going out and doing some of those mini dramas just to test, just because it's not being done. And there's a whole audience, there's a whole demographic out there who potentially would like to come to VR, would like to see things in a VR headset, but they just don't see any content that's for them. And that's because there's not enough experimenting going on. There's not enough creative work being put out. And this is the thing, I absolutely hold my hands up and say, I'm also guilty of this. But, you know, I'm trying my best. I'm trying to be a bit more experimental and, as you know, like trying new things on social media and putting out these podcast episodes and trying different kind of ways to communicate things and different ideas. And I hope it's helping. It seems like it's helping some of you. But if I can encourage you to do anything, it's to just remember that creativity is subjective. And unless you're doing a really personal project that you actually have no expectations of to kind of, you know, resonate a certain way, if you are a diehard artist who's like, this is my vision and I put it out into the world and then I am free of it, I have no interest in what people think of it, then I'm not really speaking to you. And also, God bless you, I wish I had that kind of that kind of self-confidence in my work. But for everyone else listening, do more creative work and put it out into the world. Get that feedback and let that inform your creative process. Because that's exactly what I'm doing with this. I'm not necessarily doing it with VR right now, because mainly the projects going on in the background are quite big and time consuming and it would cost a lot of money to experiment with them. But with this social media stuff, I am loving experimenting. I'm loving going fast and not worrying about, you know, my own version of what creativity and what perfectionism is. I'm just going speed over everything, because creativity is subjective. And on that note, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope it helped. I hope it struck a chord. I hope it inspired you to go out, make more work. I would love to hear from you. I would love to see the things that you're creating as well. Tag me in them. Honestly, it would mean the world. Or send them to me on DM, Alex Makes VR, on Instagram and Twitter. Like I said, it would mean the world to me if you shared the episode, if you enjoyed it, if there was anything you took away from it, if you think you have a friend that might be interested in listening to the episodes, please, please, please share the podcast. And if you could follow and subscribe, that would make my day as well, because that's a thing that you do so that the episodes pop up when I put new ones out. So that's it from me. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And I will speak to you in the next one.